Thank you for being with us this morning on the Let the Bible Speak program. In our last edition last week, I talked about some man-made theories that keep people from doing the will of God. True Christianity is a religion of doing. Christ came to do the will of God, and we are to be doing the will of God. And Jesus said so in Matthew 7 and verse 21 in the Sermon on the Mount. Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of the Father who is in heaven. We must practice a religion of doing. But there are some man-made theories that keep people from doing the Word of God. We talked about universalism, situation ethics, total depravity, predestination, unconditional election, once saved, always saved, not saved by works, no performance-based Christianity, a direct operation of the Holy Spirit, no God and no hell, nature and nurture, second chances after death, and some say it's just too hard to obey. And we answered each of those man-made theories with the Word of God, and we showed that we must be doing the will of God. This morning on the program, I want to talk about why it is that some people do not obey the gospel. Obedience to the gospel, friends, is very foundational and fundamental to your life. And I want to encourage you this morning, if you're listening, to obey the gospel. That's someone who is a non-Christian who needs to obey, and someone who is a Christian who has erred from the truth and needs to obey and come back to Christ, and the faithful Christian who needs to continue obeying each and every day. There are some people who will not obey the gospel. And the problem, Paul says, with those individuals is that they are going to face the vengeance of God. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 8, rendering vengeance to them that know not God and to them that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus, who shall suffer punishment, even eternal destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at in all them that believed. Jesus is coming again, and those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus are going to suffer punishment and eternal destruction. Excuse me, that's what Jesus and others will describe as hellfire. That's a very serious thing, friends. And so, obedience to the gospel is important. This morning on the program, I want to talk about why some people do not obey the gospel. And friends, and I say this with love and kindness, if you are one of these individuals, if one of these reasons describes you, let me encourage you to change and leave that and come and obey the gospel. We can change. We don't have to stay in this state of disobedience and unbelief. Let me encourage you to change. So Paul says that there will be those who do not obey the gospel. So why is that? That's what we want to explore this morning. Friend, this is for you. If you're the non-Christian who needs to repent and obey the gospel for the first time, this lesson this morning is also for you, the erring Christian who needs to repent and obey the gospel again. This lesson is for the faithful Christian to encourage them to stay away from these attitudes that will lead someone to not obey. So I hope that there's something here this morning for all of us. Why is it that some people do not obey the gospel? Well, before we talk about why it is, I want to talk a little bit about why it is not. It is not because God and Jesus are unwilling for you to obey. God would have all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. So it's not God or Jesus. God gave his son and loved the world, John 3:16, and gave his son to die on the cross. Jesus came from heaven and gave up the grandeur and the glory of heaven to come to this earth. And undergo the suffering and the trials and the tribulations and the cross for all mankind. It's not because God and Jesus are unwilling for you to obey. It's just the opposite. They want that. It's not because the gospel has lost its saving power. Paul says that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe, Romans 1:16. And we can see that still today, that there are those who obey. And when they obey, that shows the power of the gospel to change them. And it can do its work. There are people who are obeying the gospel right now as I speak. The question, friends, is, will you be among them? I regularly hear about people who are being baptized into Christ. I'm regularly hearing about conversions. I talk with other preachers and other Christians and members of the church, and regularly I hear about people obeying the gospel. It's happening. The question is, will those individuals include you? In Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, God's word still works. The word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit, of both joints and marrow, and quick to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. It still works. But will it work with you? It's not because the gospel is too hard to obey. The commandments of God are not burdensome or grievous. 1 John 5 and verse 3. The gospel and the ability to obey it is not out of our reach. Paul writes about the righteousness which is of faith. That's obedient faith that leads to righteousness. Romans 10 verse 6, the righteousness which is of faith says thus, say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who shall descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what says it? The word is nigh thee. Taken from Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 14. The word is nigh or near you, in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Because if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus is Lord, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You can believe and confess Christ. The gospel is near you. You don't have to go somewhere and engage in some great feat in order to try to get it, like climbing Mount Everest. You don't have to do anything like that. It's near you. You can believe it and obey it. It's not too hard to obey. And why do some people not obey? It's not because one cannot know and understand the truth. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," John 8:32. Paul writes, "Be not ignorant, but understand what the will of the Lord is," Ephesians 5:17. So we can know God's word and understand it and obey it. So if it's not these things, then what is it? Well, let's talk a little bit this morning about why some people do not obey. Some people do not obey because they do not realize they are lost in sin. And that can be for a number of reasons. They may not believe in God. There are unbelievers. There are people who do not believe in the one true God. They might believe in false gods or nothing at all. They might be atheist in some way, and so they don't believe they have sin. They don't believe in sin. They don't believe the Bible. Paul ran into individuals who do not believe in the one true God, and he had to teach them about that. When he was in Iconium and Lystra, Acts chapter 14 and verse 15, when he was in Athens, Acts 17:23. But we can know about the one true God, and there is evidence for him in the universe. There is design pointing to a designer, Romans chapter 1, Psalm 19 verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. We could talk about evidences this morning for God. But some do not believe in God, not because of a lack of evidence, but in spite of the evidence. And so they're not going to believe that they're lost. Some have never heard the truth, not because they can't. The gospel has gone into all the world and continues to do that. But for some reason, they have not sought out and heard the truth yet, and they need to hear that. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13, Paul writes, "I was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, howbeit I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." There's some people who are doing a lot of things today in ignorance and unbelief, and they need to come to the truth. But because of that ignorance, they just don't believe that they're lost. Some don't believe they're lost because they trust in their own goodness. They believe that their general moral life will get them to heaven. And yet we know from the book of Acts that there were good people that still had to hear the truth and be baptized into Christ. Cornelius is one of those in Acts chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. He's a very generous man. He gave alms to help other needy people. Very nice guy. But he had to hear words whereby he would be saved. Acts 11:14, he was commanded to be baptized into Christ at the end of Acts chapter 10. We can't trust in our own goodness or morality or good deeds or being a nice neighbor and driving the speed limit. Those are great things, but that does not save. The gospel saves, and we have to obey it. Some do not realize that they are lost because they're trusting in their own religion. And their religion is not saving them because it is not the gospel of Christ. The Jews, under the old law, there was a time and place for that, but once Christ came and died on the cross, Jews, for example, who still tried to live by that old law, they were lost. And Paul said so, and in Romans chapter 10, we read verse 6 earlier, if you go back to verse 3, these Jews, being ignorant of God's righteousness, that is, the righteousness through the gospel, Romans 1, 16 and 17, and seeking to establish their own through their own Judaism, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God, for Christ is the end of the law unto righteousness to everyone that believes. They wouldn't come to Christ. They were religious. They continued in their Judaism, but they wouldn't come to Christ when they were supposed to. And so they trusted in their own religion, their own salvation by works of the law. instead of a law of righteousness, instead of the righteousness which is by faith. And Paul talks about that a few verses earlier in the latter part of chapter 9. So, some people just don't realize that they're lost when they really are. Some are prejudiced with unbelief. Their hearts are hardened. Matthew 13, verse 58. Some follow the majority. They won't come to Christ because their friends haven't. Their neighbors haven't. Their family members haven't. You know, there were some Pharisees that believed in Jesus, but they wouldn't confess him because their friends would cast them out of the synagogue. John talks about that in John chapter 12, verses 42 and 43. Fearing the majority, fearing that they might lose some standing in their community or their job or their peers. Some do not obey the gospel because they're not willing to pay the price to give up what they need to give up. Bad habit, man-made religion, get out of an unscriptural marriage. They don't want to pay the price. It's too much for them. They could do it, but they choose not to. They're unwilling. And I'm reminded of the rich young ruler in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 22. He came to Jesus, said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And when Jesus told him to go sell all that he had and give to the poor and come follow me, he went away sorrowful because he was one that had great possessions. He didn't want to give up those things. He was unwilling to pay the price. And so he just remained in a lost condition. Some are consumed with selfishness. They won't count the cost and deny themselves. Jesus said that if we would be his disciple, that we need to deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow him. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 23, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Excuse me. Will you do that? Will I do that? Will I count the cost and be willing to put Christ first and myself second? Some are so consumed with selfishness. This world and society that we live in is very selfish. And so they would rather just remain in their lost state. Some are going to not obey the gospel because they're full of excuses. When you talk with them about the need to obey the gospel, they say, "Well, but I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I can't do it for this reason and I can't do it for that reason." And one excuse after another. Jesus talks about individuals like that in Luke chapter 14, verses 17 and 18. The gospel is like a man who sent out an invitation to come eat at a meal. "Come, all things are ready." And they all with one consent began to make excuse. One person said, "I have bought a field. I have to go see it." Another person said, "I've bought 5 yoke of oxen. I've got to go test them out." Another person said, "I have married a wife and I can't come." Just one excuse after another. They have the ability to obey. They have the time to obey. They have the understanding to obey. But they just make excuses. Excuses for why I can't read my Bible, and excuses for why I can't pray, and excuses why I can't attend a church service on a regular basis. On the first day of the week, we have obligations to take the Lord's Supper and contribute and sing and pray and study God's word together. But nope, I can't do that. Well, why? Well, there's this reason and that reason. God didn't accept Moses' excuses when he said he couldn't lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. God didn't accept these excuses here in Luke chapter 14. God doesn't accept our flimsy excuses. And we need to just simply get up and obey. And rather than spending time coming up with excuses, we need to spend our time obeying. You know, some people don't obey because of the influence of evil around them. They could stay away from that evil, ignore that evil, avoid that evil, not pay attention to that, but they choose to allow evil around them to keep them from obeying. When Paul was in Antioch in Acts chapter 13 and in verse 45, on the next Sabbath, almost the whole city was gathered together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with jealousy and contradicted the things which were spoken by Paul and blasphemed. They stirred up this mob mentality to keep Paul's words from being effective, to keep it from sinking into the ears of the people. And then you jump down a few verses to verse 50. But the Jews urged on the devout women of honorable estate and the chief men of the city and stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas and cast them out of their borders. Let's get the rich people, the powerful people, the popular people, let's get them all stirred up against Paul and Barnabas. And people fall for that. They're scared of the mob. They're scared of evil individuals and their power and their influence. And so they just keep quiet and, well, I'm not going to obey. I'm scared about what the people around me are going to say. There's a lot of that going on today in various aspects of our society. Well, I might get fired from my job. I might get doxxed. That's a term that's being used today. People might find out where I live. Somebody might publish where I live. Somebody might remove me from Facebook or Twitter. Someone might take down my account. Someone might say how bad I am. And so we don't stand up for truth. We don't speak truth. We don't obey truth because we're scared of the evil mob around us. Got to be very careful about that, friends. Fear keeps us from obeying and doing what's right. Some people love darkness and sin too much. In John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21, Jesus said that people will not come to the light because they love the darkness. Let's just be honest. Some people do not obey the gospel because they love sin too much. They love to drink and fornicate and gamble and divorce for any cause and use bad words. They love sexual immorality. They love to lie. They love to steal. They love to cheat. And they just love the darkness rather than the light. As hard as that is to talk about, that's the truth. You know, some people will not obey the gospel because they believe a lie instead of the truth. Paul talks about that in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 11 and 12. They don't have a love for the truth. They'd rather believe a lie than the truth. So when we try to preach the truth on this program or we have a Bible study with someone, then a lie comes along and they go with that rather than the truth. And the devil tries to get lies spread in order to get people to follow that rather than the truth. And the truth is right in front of them on the pages of Scripture, but they would rather believe a lie. You know, some people don't obey the gospel because They follow family and friends instead of truth. In Luke chapter 14 and verse 26, we were reading earlier about those excuses. And Jesus talks about the importance of following him. If any man comes unto me and hates not his own father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 14, 26. Some people won't obey the gospel because their family doesn't want them to, or friends, and they love them more than Christ. Who do you love more, friends? Christ or family and friends? Some people do not obey the gospel because they're waiting for a sign from heaven. They're waiting for something spectacular. The rich man, after he died in Luke 16, verses 27 through 31, said, "Can you send somebody back from the grave to talk to my family so that they won't come here like I've come here to torment?" And Abraham said, "That's not going to happen. We don't do that. There's not somebody coming back from the grave. There's not some spectacular sign in the clouds or sign from heaven or somebody coming back from the grave." Luke 16, 27, "I pray therefore, Father, that you would send him, Lazarus, to my father's house, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." But Abraham said, "They have Moses and the prophets," the scriptures, in other words. "Let them hear them." And then he says, "No, Father Abraham, but if one go to them from the dead, they will repent." And he said, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if one rise from the dead." Somebody says, "Well, if you'll just give me some miraculous sign, I'll believe that." No, if you don't believe the truth of the gospel, you're not going to believe the miraculous sign. Some are afraid to commit. Some are procrastinating and they wait for another time. Some have forgotten what it means to be lost. Friends, there are many reasons why some do not obey the gospel, but don't be among those. If you need to hear the gospel and believe it and obey it, Acts 15:7, Acts 16:31. If you need to repent, Acts 17:30. Confess that Jesus is the Christ, Romans 10:9 and 10. Be baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38. Do that. If you're an erring child of God and you need to confess your sin, 1 John 1:7. Repent, Acts 8:22, and pray for forgiveness, Acts 8:22. Do that. See the need, see the importance, and see the urgency to obey today. Obey today. If we do not obey, a terrible fate awaits us, vengeance and eternal punishment. If we do obey, what awaits us is the grandeur and glory of heaven. Don't let these things stand in the way to obedience to the gospel. And if we can help you to do that, please contact us. And thank you for joining us on the program.